in the beginning of the sixth paragraph, whether it's called a home or if it's a skabel, a place you shine in, what we call it. But we have all the topics of shlichus that emerge. We had it in the beginning in the fourth parak, but here we discuss the different details. It's funny, one of my rabbeim, Shmuel Nochum Shlita, pointed out the phrase shlucho shaladim kamoso appears only one time in Mishnayos and Shas, and it's talking in a Mishnah in Brachas. I believe it's Lamed Dalet and Beis. If a shlich sibur does a good job, it's a simin tov l'shalchov. He does a bad job, it's a simin ra l'shalchov. And that might not even be real shlichus. Of course, the phrase appears in Gemara, but in Mishnayos it's in Brachas. And the Gemara there in Kedushin, on Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, points out the makor of shlich l'holacha, which is a shlich represents the man, both in Kedushin and Gerushin, and points out the marker for shlich l'kabbalah. The shulcha, the extra hay, is the shlich l'kabbalah. And the shlich l'kabbalah acts on behalf of the woman to accept the Kedushin, of course. So we have the marker of a shlich l'holacha, we have the marker of a shlich l'kabbalah, and the Gemara points out by us that a man cannot appoint a shlich l'kabbalah. Rashi says on the top of the Amud, because we assume it's a chova. A get is a chova, and therefore, since it's a chova, the man cannot appoint a shlich l'kabbalah on behalf of the woman. We'll get to, God willing, to Hashem, can a woman appoint a shlich l'holacha, which is what shlich l'hava in essence is. But l'maisa, the Rambam and the Ramban both write the Feirish that there is a concept called a shlich l'hava. And a shlich l'hava we have in our sugi right here is when the woman appoints a shlich, that the shlich should deliver the get to her, and it will be chal when she gets it. Classically, a shlich l'kabbalah, of course, is when the shlich l'kabbalah gets the get, that's when the get's chal. But the shlich l'hava is a shlich that the woman appoints, and then the shlich will get the get, but it will not be chal until she actually physically gives it to the woman. And the Rambam has it, the Feirish, a concept called the shlich l'hava. The Ramban has it, as I said, as well, the Feirish. So there is this concept, according to the Rambam, Lamaisa, and the Ramban, of this concept of what we call a shlich what? Shlich l'hava. Now, some Rishonim deny this. Which Rishonim deny this concept? So the Ramban here quotes in the name of the Bahag that halacha l'maisa, and he points out the Ramban quotes b'shem the Bahag and the Rashba and the Tur and the Mechaber. They say that a woman can appoint a shlich l'hava. So you have the Rambam, the Ramban, b'shem the Bahag, the Rashba, the Tur, the Mechaber. They all say that a woman can appoint a shlich l'hava. And that's the Pashut Shan Ar Gamara, Havili Giti, Vishtacha Amri, Skabali Giti, Vu Amra Hela, Kamasha Amra. So even though the Gemara slugs it up, Lamaisa, because it was Somach Al Diburo, but if it wasn't for that, Lamaisa, there certainly is a concept of a Shlich L'Hava. And the Magen Mishnah points out in Chos Gerushin in Perek Vavol Chadal that it's mentioned many times in our Perek. Hisker Kama Pomim Perek Shalanu, She Ishomer Shlishliach Haveli Giti. So it's Mash McClor from this group of Rishonim that there is a concept of a shlich l'hava. However, as I said, there might be some Rishonim that deny it. Rashi and Bob Metzia, and I involve them in Aleph, and Dibra Maska Havei, is choylik on this concept. And the Ramban quotes here, B'Shem, not the Bahag, I made a mistake, it was B'Shem Rabbeinu Hananel, that a woman cannot appoint a shlich l'hava. So how are they masbir? They're masbir that the shlich becomes a shlich l'holacha. And therefore, we want to begin by saying that this whole concept as to whether there's a third shlich or not, is it true or not? First group Rishon, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Tur Mechaber say yes, and Rashi and Bob Metzia and the Ramban, the Shem Rabbeinu Hananel deny it, and it really becomes a shliach laholacha. And the husband says, you deliver it, and he becomes shluchel shel baal. This clearly can be seen in the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Mem, the Shem, the Rashbash. He writes beferish that when the shliach hava emerges, you become shluchel shel baal. And I want to concretize this very important machloikis with four nafkaminas as to whether you categorize the shliach lava as being a concept that it comes from the woman, it's a shliach of the woman, not la Kabbalah, but it's a shliach lava. We'll see how to formulate that in Lomdus, God willing. Or do you deny it and say it's really fictitious? And in essence, the shliach hava has been transformed into a shliach lahalacha, namely the shliach of the baal. So four nafkaminas, just to point this out, so that we get this very important, very clear, l'maisa, that there's a very important difference to categorize them. And that is that, number one, let us say, in the following situation, let's say the baal explicitly says, I'm not being memani you. He explicitly says, I'm not being memani you to be a shliach laholacha. So if you hold that, like the first group Rishonim, that is a shliach lava, who cares what the guy says? You still remain a shliach lava, and that's it. But if you hold, let's say, like this Rashbash and the Rashi and this Rabbeinu Hananel that the Ramban quotes, then it's a tremendous nafkamina, because a shliach lava is really not that concept of a shliach lava. It's really a shliach lahalacha. And if the Baal says beferish, I want you not to be a shliach l'maisa, then he can't be a shliach. So that's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be, let's say a ketana. Could a ketana appoint a shliach lahava? A ketana has no koyach to appoint a shliach. And therefore, if you label the shliach lava as being a shliach olah, shluchah shel isha, well, if it's a ketana doing it, then it won't be chal. But if, in essence, there is no concept of shliach lava, but in essence, you become a shliach of the baal, then lemaisa doesn't make a difference whether she's a ketana. This guy will remain a shliach, will become a shliach laholach, and will deliver it again. That's a second nafkamina. Third nafkamina would be, do you need edus on the minui of a shliach lahava? Do you need edus on the minui of a shliach lahava? So it's clear in the Rambam and Pirik Vav and Chos Gerishin that you need to have a minui on the shliach l'kabala. Both the Rambam and the Ravid agree to that. There's a machlis Rambam Ravid whether a shliach l'holacha to appoint a shliach l'holacha. Do you need edus on the appointment of a shliach laholacha? The Rambam says no, and the Ravid says you do. So that's clear. But what would be by a shliach lahava? So it's clear in the Rambam that the Rambam says beferish that you do not need to have lamais, and we'll have to get back to this. You do not need to have edus on the minui. So it comes out, if you held like the first approach was shown, that's a shliach la kabbalah, that is a shliach la vav initiated from the woman passes, I would say that you need to have edus l'kium, you need to have edus on the minui. But if you hold it's a shliach la olacha, then like that Rashbash, then you would not need to have edus on the minui. Now we're just pointing out, according to the Rambam, it's interesting, which we're going to have to be masbir, Bez Hashem. According to the Rambam is the one who says lamaisa. Well, what's the pshat in the Rambam? Because we said the Rambam says there is an existence of a shliach lahava. It seems like it's a separate category. The Rambam says beferish, so that seemed to side to that it's coming from the woman. So wouldn't you say that you would require edus on the minui? The Rambam still says you don't require edus on the minui. But that would be a third nafkamina. Fourth nafkamina would be interesting. Interesting topic that comes up. Rav Sarfati Shlita spoke about it at the beginning of the year. The Gemara there in Kedusha Mem Aleph Amud Aleph has a concept that a shliach can be osa another shliach. So that's a major topic in the Rishonim, Can a shliach l'kabbalah make another shliach? Is that a problem of mili? So there really are three shittas on this. The Tosfos Rid says he cannot. It's mili lo mimsur l'shliach. We'll get to that whole sugya, God willing, and samach vavam and aleph. Because there's no chefsa there. It's all words. So a shliach l'kabbalah cannot make another shliach. The Rashba writes, in theory, it is mili, but if the original woman gives rishus that the shliach can make another shliach, then it's fine. And then the third sheet is the two quotes in Kuf Mem Aleph, the Itter, that a shliach l'kabbalah can make another shliach. So the Mechaber in Kuf Mem Aleph and Sif Mem Gimel Skitten, Lamaisa points out, the first sheet is that a shliach l'kabbalah can never make another shliach. It's mamish mili. He quotes the Tosfos Rid, and then the second sheet he quotes is that if you have Rishus, it's okay, like the Rashba. But he never quotes that opinion that you're always able to. So it'd be an interesting nafkamina. Could a shliach havar make another shliach? So if you view that the shliach havar is really a shliach of the woman, it's a shliach like a shliach of the isha, it's really, it's directed by the woman. So the pashtus is, you know, it's which we'll get to, it's a shliach l'kabbalah tonight, however we'll formulate it. But whatever it is, then you would say that a shliach l'hava falls under that rubric, then you would not be able to make another shliach. However, if you say like the Rashbash, and maybe like Rashi, and we said the Rabbeinu Hanano, that in essence the shliach l'hava is not its own category, it becomes transformed into the shliach l'halacha, then the shliach l'hava, who became a shliach l'halacha, could make another shliach. So those are four nafkaminis, how we would view this concept of a shliach lava. Are you a shliach of the isha, or are you a shliach of the man, of the baal? There is an interesting machlokes between the Taz and the Bach, according to the Rashbash, who says that you are the shliach of the baal. If you look in the Beis Yosef, the way he quotes it, it seems like you don't have to appoint the shliach explicitly. But this is a machloikis, the Taz and the Bach. Within the Rashbash, your shliach of the Baal, must you say it explicitly or not? The Taz in Kuf Mem Sifkat and Bey says, according to the Rashbash, you can say it stam. You don't have to say it beferish. That's the simplest reading. But the Bach insists, though, that you have to say it beferish to appoint him as being a what? As being a shliach for you, a shliach la'olacha. So that's a detailed machlekes Bach and Taz within the Rashbash. It's interesting. It seems to be a bit of a steer in the Beis Shmuel, because the Beis Shmuel in Sifkot and Tes says he's dino k'shliach la'olacha, and therefore he can appoint another shliach, and that seems to fit in well, l'maisa, that it would be a shliach of the Baal. But in another place, the Beis Shmuel writes like the Ran's Lomdis, which we'll get to, that is a shliach l'kabbalah really al tanai. So that's a bit of a stira in the Beis Shmuel himself. So this is how to categorize, l'maisa, this concept of being a shliach l'hava. So let's get to, if we take the approach of the Ran, l'maisa, we take the approach of the Rambam and the Ramban, that it exists, that a woman can appoint a shliach l'kabbalah, number one, and can also appoint a shliach l'hava, there's a big problem the Ritva asks by us. The Ritva asks, the Gemara has on Ayin Chesem and Aleph, and Chav Daladam and Aleph, there is a formal din of Nesinim in the Pasuk in Chumash V'Nasim B'Yad, Pli Gitach Me'agabi HaKarka. If the man says the woman, pick the get up off the ground, that gets P'sulim Min HaTayr. You need a formal Nesinim from the husband to the woman. Now, if you think about it, in these cases of shliach l'hava, in essence, the husband or the husband shliach gives it over to the shliach l'hava, and then the shliach l'hava delivers it to the woman. Now, if there's no direct nesina from the husband or the representative of the husband to the woman, there's a delay. And in essence, isn't that a problem of where it's felt in the nesina, the Ritva asks. And the Ran asked these same kashas, and the Ran in the Dapi Arif, Dibra Maskel V'Nechleku, asked these kashas, and he answers like this. He says, well, it's not a problem of Kli Gitach Me'al Gabei HaKarka, because a Shlich Lava, as we mentioned earlier before, briefly, is that a Shlich Lava, in essence, is a Shlich LaKabbalah Al Tanai. The Maisa is done. It is formally completed. There's a delay on the Halos Gerishin until it's actually physically delivered. But it's not a Chisorin in the Nesina. It's not felt in the Nesina. And the Ran says that's why, Lamaisa, it's not a problem of Kli Gitach Me'al Gabei HaKarka. And he brings a Raya from the Gemara later on in Samechemet Aleph about Masia Machasia, that she was given Lamaisa the get in a different place. But when they get to Masia Machasia, the get will be Chal. Sugya on the bottom of Samechemet Aleph. Also, the Magid Mishnah on the Rama brings a Raya from the case of Truma right there on Samechemet Aleph, that she can eat the Truma until actually the Chalos Gerishin happens. So there is no doubt, he says, Lamaisa, that this is considered to be what? This is considered to be legitimate. And these sugyas prove it. And therefore, what it is it's a Shlich LaKabbalah Al Tanai. Al Tanai on the Chalos Gerishin. But don't ask me a Kasha Kli Gitach Me'al Gabei HaKarka. It was formally given. The Shlich LaKabbalah accepted it. It's just the Chalos Gerishin. The mice in the scene is done. The Chalos Gerishin is delayed till the woman actually physically gets the get. So the Pnei Yoshua asks Akasha, and he says, why is it that the Baal is not able to make a Shlich LaKabbalah? We said earlier, the Rashi said it's a Chovla. But here you know she wants the what? The Gerishin. Here you know she wants the Gerishin. So why can't the husband just appoint the Shlich LaKabbalah in this scenario? The whole reason why a husband can't appoint the Shlich LaKabbalah is because how do you know it's a chovla? How do you know she wants the gerishin? Here she wants the gerishin. Aveli giti. So the Teretz is, says the Pnei Yoshua, is what you have to say is that she, Lamaisa, wants the gerishin, but she wants the gerishin in a certain way. And that certain way is only when she physically herself gets the get. And therefore, that's why the husband cannot appoint a shlich l'kabbalah in this case. Because she wants the gerishin, you're right, but she wants the gerishin only in a certain way, not where someone else accepts it for her. She wants it herself. And the Mela, in essence, this really underlies Akasha, is if you think about it, how is it shaykh that the woman can make a tanai at all? The bailus on the gerishin is the husband. He can megarish her ba'al korcha. Mehecha teisi that she has the ability to make this tanai and say that she wants the chalos gerishin in a sense, only when she physically gets it. How's that shaykh? He can megarish her ba'al korcha. What shaykh is does she have in koyach to what? To direct this. So the pshat is, says the Sefer Michtam Eliyahu, not Rav Dessler, one of the Gedol Achrayim, of a few hundred years ago, and he wants to claim, in essence, is that she's making what? A t'nai l'mais in the shlichus. It's a t'nai in the shlichus. And since it's a t'nai in the shlichus, so therefore, she has bailus on who she wants to appoint as a shliach. She's a shliach like a boss. That she has bailus on. And she's saying, I only want you to be a shliach when the get is delivered into her hand. And therefore, in essence, what the Ran is basically saying is that the shliach is a shliach like a boss is on the maisa and the sina. It is also on the halois I get, but there's a bezunder tanai, there's an external tanai that it only should be chal. But we're not separating the mais nesina from the halos gerishin. They're both together, but it's just delayed. And therefore, we have cases like Kinsey Starchov, God willing, learn on Ichesim at Bays, where she's given a get, she thinks it's a Starchov, then she's later told it's a get. The halos can come later. She has to have knowledge of what of that it's a gerishin. That's the drasha. Shilcha midai. The Gemara hasn't any of amas. She has to know it's a gerishin, but it can come later. It can come after the one, after the actual maisa machine is done. So this is the pshat lamaisa that we want to suggest lamaisa in this what in this the first mahalach we want to suggest. In shlich l'kabbalah is that it's a in shlich hava it's a full shlich l'kabbalah. Ala t'nai, that the get only be chal a little bit later, when the actual get gets to the woman. And we find cases like Masim Chasya and Truma bears this out. And she has the bailus on the shlichus, says the Mithmel, and therefore she can make this t'nai. It's interesting that the Pnei Yoshua on Tesimut Beis as a chiddush, where he claims that the husband can never be chozer bo on a shliach lahava. He never can be chozer. Once the shliach lahava has it, the husband cannot be chozer bo. And Mr. Zalman asks, lama, why can't he be able to do it? It's before the chalos gerushin. It's before the chalos gerushin. It's before the chalos gerushin. Why can't he be chozer bo? Why can't he be chozer bo? So the pshat is because he's out of the picture. Once the get's given to the shliach lahava, the maisin and the chalos is on its way, it's delayed, but he's out of the picture. He has no ability anymore to be chozer bo. And therefore, the Pnei Yeshua's chiddush makes a lot of sense in that sense, because he's done his formal nesina of the Kabbalah, it's out of his hands, and he cannot be chozer bo. So that's one mahalach to understand the concept of shliach lahava, lefi the Rambam, the Ramban, that there is such a concept. It's basically a shliach lekabbalah tanai. You're a shliach lekabbalah for the nesina, and also the chalos gerushin is ala tanai. But there's a problem with this. A second mahalach lemaisa we could offer. In the first parak, there's a whole, the beginning of the Mesikta is all about b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So it's very interesting. The Rambam says that a shliach lekabbalah doesn't say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Shliach lahalacha does. So it's interesting that when you go through b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, the Rambam says in Perivavichos Gerushin, anytime he says a shliach, stam shliach means a shliach lahalacha or hava. Doesn't mean kabbalah. Whenever the Ram writes the word stam shliach, the Ram writes himself, I mean a shliach lahalacha and a shliach lahava, not kabbalah. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, the great Gaon, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, he points out that the Rambam says a shliach says b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. That must mean not just a shliach lahalacha, but also a shliach lahava. So how can you tell me, like the Ran, that a shliach lahava is a shliach lekabbalah al tanai? A shliach lekabbalah never says b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. And if you read the Rambam like this, the Rambam is saying that a shliach lahava does in fact say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. If in fact he's there and he could say it, he could see it. He saw it, and if he saw it signed and written, he could say it. So says Rozovsky, how do you say that it's shliach lekabbalah al tanai? So maybe you can embark upon a different mahalach of what the Bira Davar and Lomdus of a shliach lahava is. Not like the Ran, that it's a shliach lekabbalah al tanai. But maybe what can suggest the following, it's a tremendous chiddush, but maybe in essence what it is that you are a shliach lahava, in essence, is a shliach lekabbalah on the maisa nesina, but on the chalais gerushin, you are a shliach lahava. Or in essence, you basically are like a shliach lahalacha. In other words, it's not that the whole thing is, you can bifurcate the maisa nesina with the chalais gerushin. The first mile of the round is you cannot. You are a formal shliach for the Nesina and the Chalos Gerushin, just as a Tanakh. Maybe you could suggest a different mahalach, and that is that a shliach lava is really a one shliach la Kabbalah for the Maisa Gerushin, and Rachalos Gerushin acting as a shliach lava, which in essence is a shliach lava. And therefore, it's like a Kabbalah's pit, it's like a Kabbalah's pikobin. That's all he is, basically. It's like a Kabbalah's pikobin. So it's interesting, because there is a Rashba, an Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, there's a Machlekes in the Gemara, a Maroyim between Ula and Rav Oshia. If you give a get to a woman, she's not standing there to get. So Gemara says it's totally on whether it's Chatzim Mishum Shlichas. If it's Mishum Shlichas, it's good. If it's Mishum Yad, it's not good. If Yadu needs to be Smucha. So let's assume, like the Man Damar, Yad has to be Smucha, and the get wasn't a good get. And let's say you walk. She walks to the get after it's been given. So will that be good? The Rashba says, yes, the gerushin will be good. And he's medamed to a shliach lahava. He's medamed to a shliach lahava. That has nothing to do with Tanai there. Nothing to do with the Tanai. There's no Tanai in that whole case. So you're bifurcating, you're separating between the Maisa and the Chalais gerushin. And he's medamed to Mama shliach lahava. So you see that that's That's the lumdus of a shlich lava. That on one hand you serve as the Kabbalah for the Mais Nesina for Chalais, you are a shlich lava. Now the Imre Moshe points out, if you look at the Ran and that Gemara, you know what the Ran says? The Ran will not hear of it. The Ran says in that case the get is not a good get, because according to the Ran you cannot split, you cannot separate the Mais and the Chalais Gerishin. It's impossible. And therefore, Lamaisa, the Ramban, therefore the Ran would argue and says, in that case, the get would not be a get. So this, what emerges is a second mahalach in the pshat of what Shlich Lavo is. However, if Shmuel Rozovsky asks, he says, what's the marker for this? See, Bishlamo, if you hold like the Ran, that a Shlich Lavo is a Shlich Kabbalah al Tanai, we have a marker. It's a shliach l'kabbalah. Okay, just there's a milsach risi. Tanai is a milsach risi. But if you hold this new mahalach, I mean, we were machadish in the pasuk. There's a shliach l'olach. We were machadish. There's a shliach l'kabbalah. Now you have this like new category where on one hand I'm a what shliach l'kabbalah for the mais nesina, and then I'm a shliach l'hava for the chalos kershin. Should you need a marker for that? That's what he asks. Number two, he asks. He says, according to this mahalach, he says, the Rambam says explicitly, Beferish, that an Evik 90 is possible for Shliach LaHalacha and Hava and for Kabbalah. It's not Beteris getting the condition. But he writes Beferish Shliach LaHava too. When he writes the Chutz, all Shliach Markash, except for five people, and he writes their Hava too as well. Now, says Shmuel Rozovsky, if you say like the second mouth, that it's just you're holding up Pekadah, your Makabalit is a formal Nesina. But out Shliach Lahava, you're just a delivery boy in the sense it's a Pekadah. So in essence, you know, why shouldn't that be good? You're like worse than, you're not the representative of the husband. You're not the representative of the woman in a sense. You know, you're just a delivery boy. It's just a Pekadah Obama. So he says, Mehecha Tesi should be a problem that you have to be the Tyrus. That's what he asks. Okay, so those are two kashas that Lamaisa were asking in this second mahalach. So let's go back to the first mahalach, the Ran's pshat, and perhaps we'll be able to solve these kashas. And this is what the Or Gadol writes in his Sefer. The Or Gadol writes a Siman Tet Zayin Os Beis, beautiful pshat, Lamaisa. That in essence, let's go with the first mahalach, that really a formal shlich lavaz, a shlich kabbalah al tanai, we're not going to splice the mice in the scene with the chalais gerishin. What do you do with the raya b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam? So he says, very interestingly, he says, all the Rama meant is that stam shliach didn't have to mean both. It only had to mean one of them. And it means what? Shliach l'holacha says b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. But a shliach l'hava taka does it. He's like a shliach l'kabbalah. It's a shliach l'kabbalah al-tanai. Now there is a Rama in the Perish Mishnayis that is pretty mashma that Shliach Lava does say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. You look it up in the second parak. Look it up in the second parak. But at least in the Arach HaZakeh, that's what the Or Gadol wants to get out of it. He wants to say the Ram didn't mean that, had to mean both. It meant one of the two. And whenever he says b'fanei nechtam, he meant a Shliach Lava, but a Shliach Lava taka doesn't have to, because he's like a Shliach LaKabbalah al tanai. And Memela, you could for based on this, why an Evik 90 is considered to be possible. Because if you hold like this first mahalach, that he's a shlich l'kabbalah, then a shlich l'kabbalah for sure has to be b'tayrus. There's no doubt he has to be b'tayrus. If your title is a shlich l'kabbalah al tanai, but you are titled a shlich l'kabbalah, then Lamaitz said it should be what? You should have to be what? You should have to be b'tayrus. And that's why the Ram will say an Evik 90 will be possible. Now, this kashi is, though, according to this, Lagabi, this minui of shliach havoya, we said you don't need edim. To memanish shliach alavo, we said you don't need edim. The Ram says beferish, even though it's a shliach l'kabbalah. What's the pshat? So maybe we could suggest the pshat is like this: that in order to require edis on the minui, you have to be the person that the chalais get. Will be what will happen when you get it. The shliach lahava is a shliach lekabal tanai, and the chalos gerish doesn't click in till she actually gets it. Therefore, you don't need edim on your appointment because your receiving it did not click in the chalos gerish. That's only time the Rambam requires edus on the minu. If you are the person that accepts that get, and therefore don't be chal. So therefore, since the shliach lekabal tanai with the shliach lekabal, it's a shliach lekabal tanai, which is shliach lekabal with his acceptance, the shliach lekabal, the get it doesn't click until she actually gets it. So you don't need edus on the minui. On the other hand, though, you still have to be b'toiris because you are labeled. You are still labeled as a shliach lekabal. So therefore, you have to be b'toiris. You can't be an eved k'nani. But to require edus on the minui, that maybe we could suggest. The Rambam says only if you're the person that with your acceptance, the get will be chal. And the Meila, that will forever the problem of Eved K'nani and the problem we had with the Rambam. We mentioned that Nafkamin in the beginning. How could the Rambam say, if you're a Shlich like a Baal Al Tanai, so the Rambam should require Edus on the Minui? We're saying you don't require Edus on the Minui because the Rambam says you have to be the person actually, when you accept the get, the Chalos Gerishin clicks in. Yes, Azu, go ahead.
Two questions.
Yes.
When the Rambam is talking about the Chalos Gerishin, when he brings down all the different shlichim.
Yes.
So in Halacha Aleph, he talks about Shliach Kabbalah and Yisha, that has a Bamidbar and Halacha Beis, and then in Gimel and Dalel, he talks about Shliach Halacha of the Baal, and then says B'chein Shliach Havah. In a few Halachos, then he seems to say it's Dafka Shliach Halacha of the husband and Shliach Havah of the woman. Are the same as opposed to Kabbalah.
You're seeing the way he presents it, you mean?
But then also in Halacha, you get Beis where he talks about the case in our Gemara where the woman says, appoints him as a Shliach Kabbalah, and he switches it up. He says that it works. He wasn't, when the Shliach says, no, I'm really a Shliach Halacha or Shliach Haba in this case, he's not looking at the Shlichus because he's Garosa, because he's, she said the Kabbalah and he's only saying Haba. But if Shliach,
I hear you. I hear what you're saying. Fits in better. You're saying with these R's fit in better with the second mahalach.
Right.
I hear what you're saying. Yes, I hear you. Okay, let me look at it. Very good. Very good. Okay, I want to close with something we didn't have a chance since we're learning Gittin. I want to just close a little bit something general about Inyani Shlichus that we should know. I don't think we had a chance to speak about it this year. You know, that phrase of Shluchu Shalom Kamoso, Rav Ronsweig Shlichus sometimes points out, is it a kafa dimyon? Is it literal or is it more elastic? So it happened to be in our Chaymer. I mentioned it to Rav Sarfati Shlichus, the Lekach Tov, Rav Yosef Engel, as in a say for three possibilities to understand shlichus, three different possibilities. When you appoint a shliach, he says it's either yada richta, it's like basya. He's like basya, you know, her hand extended to bring in Moshe Rabbeinu. So when you appoint a shliach, it's like the shliach's yada richta. That's one possibility. The other possibility is, he says that the shliach remains his own man and the maisa relates back to the mishaleach. And then he has a third possibility, which is that the shliach, when you appoint a shliach, he's his own man, and the maisa is not mesiachis back to the shliach. It just exerts a kosev that if you appoint a shliach, whatever the shliach does for you, it works. Where does he get it from? From the sugyan memches amraf, the word by Bikurim, lini lekicha and vahava biyad echad. You remember that din? He says, you need lekicha, so you see the shliach lamaisa is the one who's got to take it. Now, Pashup Shah, we were discussing, that's a din in Bikurim. But he presents it as a third possibility. He presents it as a third possibility in shliach. So I want to just point out, what are the nafkamin is between at least these first two approaches and how shlichus works. So there's a ksos achoshin points out in kuf pei ches sifkot and beis, in the following case, where a husband, God forbid, wants to divorce his wife, he gives the get to the shliach, and before the shliach delivers the get, it becomes a shota. Now, a shota can't give a get if he himself gives it. So the Rambam says that get's only pasul midrabanan, perek beis halacha tet vav, because people shouldn't say that a shota could give a get. But minatir, it's a good get. And the tour in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph argues Beferish. I'm sorry, Kuf Chaf Aleph and Ibn Ezra, yes, and Nicholas Gittin. And he says the Getz Possum in Atayr. So what's the Machlaikis Ram Tur? So the Ksai says this Machlaikis, the two first two approaches in Shlichas. If you hold that it's Yadar Richter, you always must gauge and measure and what the barometer, what the husband is. If he's a Shaita by the time of the delivery of the Get from the Shlichas of the woman, it's Possum in Atayr. That's the Tur. But if you hold that Maisa, the Shlichas remains his own man, and Maisa's Mesiaches, then Lo Maisa's only a Din de Rabbanan. It's only a Din de Rabbanan. So therefore, that's the Shita Sarama. So that's one Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina would be by Misa. If the Mashalech dies before the Shliach delivers, is the Shlichas go up in smoke? If you hold the Yad HaRichter, then yes, it goes up in smoke. If you hold it remains his own mice, a man, then the Shlichas theoretically would be there. Third Nafkamina would be perhaps in Dini Momenus. There's no problem that a Shota is doing a Kinyan. So if you hold like the Rambam in that scenario in Dini Momenus, it should be good. If you hold like the Tur, even if it's in the form of Dini Momenus, it should be a problem. So there's three Nafkaminas we could give between these two approaches. So what is Shittas Rashi? What is Shittas Rashi on this topic? So, the Ksos himself says that Rashi on Tesim Ebeis and Gittin and Yud Gimel and Aleph says Lo Yudu Lachar Misa. He says Pakale Rishuse. Rambam the Ksos is Medayik and Rashi. Theoretically, even though there's a death, the Shlichah still Schal, but Lomaisa there's no Adon there. If there would be Yorshim, then it would be the Yorshim would be Zeichim. But theoretically, the Shlichas exists even after death. So he says the Rashi holds like Shita Sarama. Those two Rashi seem to imply that Rashi holds Sarama, that there would be Shlichas theoretically after Misa. The truth is, if you look in Rashi and Yevamos and Kuvavim and Aleph, when the, you know, Mishpate Tanoim, one of the Mishpate Tanoim is that you can only make a Tanoim on a topic of the Tisa B'Shlichas. Where's Mishpate Tanoim come from? B'nei Gad, B'nei Ruven. Yoshua was Yerush Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu had died already. Yoshua was a shliach, no? So Yeshua shliach asachar misa. So Rashi Nevam is kufavim and aleph. So if you put together those three Rashis, seems to be that Rashi holds like the Rambam. But the problem is like this. There's a Rashi in Chavchesim and aleph in Gittin where it says, if a man sends a get when he's a zakin from Medina Sayyam, Mishnah says, Nosn mecheska shu kayim. You can assume he's still alive and give the get. Rashi comments on the Mishnah. You take a look at a Chavchesa Manav, that if the guy dies, batel shlichusa. Mamish beferish. He says, Misa batel shlichusa. The shlichus goes up in smoke. So you see from that Rashi, Rashi's like the Tur. So the Imribina says, Inochanami, Rashi is like the Tur. And you'll have to reread Tesim and Beis and your Gimel and Aleph, those two Rashis, and you'll say that, in fact, since it's a schus, Evid Knaini to go free, that's what Rashi means, but he doesn't mean to say that the shlichas is still intact. He just can't be chosurable. The star shikr won't be a star shikr until he actually physically gets it to Evid Knaini. But the bottom line is the guy can't be chosurable. But the shlichas tak is paka with the misa. That's what Rashi says. And Rashi Nivamis just meant to say if theoretically Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, then there would be shlichas. But in a chanam, when a guy dies, there's no shlichas. And the truth is, there's another Rashi in Kedushin, and then Bezim and Bezim, the Gemara discusses Shlich Levar Aveira. So when it says, you Shlichus, Rashi learns the Kasha of the Gemara that only the Mishaleach should be Chayiv, because Rashi holds Yad HaRichter. So it could be that we could present Rashi different than the way the Ksos says, that Rashi holds like the Rambam. Maybe Rashi really holds like the Tur. And it's interesting, in this case, I mean, it's not a riot at all, but just interesting that we said that Rashi earlier in the Rabbi Nachananel did not deny this whole concept of Shliach Lava. It's really fictitious to become a Shliach Lava. He argues on the Rambam, and therefore also in the mechanics of Shlichus, the way we're saying it now, Rashi also will not side with the Rambam. Rashi will side with the Tur that you're considered to be Yad HaRichter. Okay, we'll stop here.
Rabbi, I have a question.
Yes.
Earlier in this year, Rebbe quoted the steer in the Beis Shmuel.
Yes.
That he could appoint another shliach, which sounds like it's a halacha, but then he also says,
yes.
Why can't you say that he goes like one of the other two opinions, like the Rashba or the Itter, who holds that even if you hold the Shliach Lava as a separate, it's a separate concept, you could still appoint another one.
Yes, you're right. You could say that. Well said. Very good. Excellent. Very good, horror. Very good. Excellent. Yes, sir.
Isn't there a chisar of Dasa Magarish there? He gives this person who's a Shliach Lava the Geras of the Kodom. How should it work? He did, very nice. She has a Shliach, but he didn't. He's not Dasa Magarish.
You mean the second Mahal?
No, if you hold like the, what if you hold like the Rambam and the Ramban, that there is a thing called a Shliach Lava. Like I said, there's no need for him to be man as a Shliach Lava. Even if he's not, who cares? Hare, she made a Shliach. Isn't there a chisar of Dasa Magarish? He didn't give it the Teres that she did again.
Oh, he gave it that she should deliver it. He gave it that the guy should deliver it.
I mean, he really, he's a Shliach Lava?
Yes,
oh, okay,
yeah.
If he gives it a Kodom Ma'amah, for sure.
No, when I said the Kodom Ma'amah, according to the second mouth, conceptually, he's just a delivery point, which may make him worse than a Shliach.
He needs to have Das this person.
Yeah, for sure. That's the Machlis Bachtas, is you have to say it before, or you stop. Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Even if you want to say the second half of Shiva, the mechanism behind it is that the mice of the Shliach is Mishiachas and Mishaleach.
Yes.
Once Mishaleach dies, still, you can't be Mishiachas and Mishaleach and Mishaleach.
Theoretically, it's still there, though. It's just a technical problem. She's all among it. She's all on it. But theoretically, it's still there.
The Mishaleach gave the Rishus and Shiach.
Yeah, it's still there, the Shliachas.
Even if that Mishiachas.
Why can't it be Chav? Because she's an Amon already. She doesn't need it again. She's on Monday.
Well, Maisie, you could do, because he gave the power to Shef to do Maisie.
Right, exactly. In a Maisie Megarshan. That's where the Naftali was Medaik and Rashing Subasan. In a Maisie Megarshan.
But now it's the. Not off the.
Right off the Shlichas. Shlichas is still intact. Yeah.
He gave her.
Yeah. She's on Monday. Yeah. Very good.
That's true even for Shliach Lehava. I mean, if you say it's a Kiddush, a Gerish and Al Tanai, so it's really Michal Mafreya, the Tanai is.
If the guy dies, you mean?
Yeah, if the guy dies.
Well, we said Shliach Kabbalah Tanai, which is Shliach of the woman.
Right, but the Shliach.
He's the bialis, she's the bialis on it. He's identified as a Shliach of the woman.
That just makes it the original Shliach.
Right, that's correct. Yeah. Yes, Ozzy, let me look at the Rambams again.
I checked
at the room 3-4 times. Yeah.
Yes, I checked in Yishas. Ram doesn't have the concept of Hava by Kiddushin.
Uh-huh.
I think the Pshat might be. You're always going to run into an issue of, meaning, if the Ram said it was exactly like Shliach Kabbalah, then I can't say just.
Yeah, I would imagine that it would exist by Kiddushin too.
But the fact that it doesn't, if you run to the second Mahalach, the tough part is that there's an Asina that's not really all you need the Baal.
Yeah, but remember we said by Kedushin, maybe you don't need a formal din to seen as long as you get her the money.
By getting,
you need a formal seen. By Kedushin, you don't need a formal seen.
Right, so I was thinking this kind of works a little bit counterintuitively, but I think it works with that. That by Kedushin, you need a more formal Nesina. By the get, you need a Nesina and a Kabbalah, but you don't need a Nesina to the Kabbalah. You need a very formal Nesina, so it's you have a formal Nesina.
But you also need a Kabbalah too.
Right, does the Kabbalah need to be Shibim Kabel
without a gap?
Without a meaning,
you have to be hand in hand.
Might there be a? Are you
might
able
be
to say
a gap?
That?
Yeah.
So maybe that's mean. But Dr. by Kiddushin, you can't have a gap. Because the point is like the meaning. This is all
I'm pastor says that you don't need a formal. As long as I get it to her, it doesn't make a difference. Right. You know what I mean? I'll be smarter. Okay, very good. Let me look. Good to see you, Alex. Yes. Yes.
You said that you don't need Minu Aiden. You're answering for the Rambam. You don't need Minu Aiden because
you have to be the person that when you accept the get, the Chalos Gerishin will happen.
Right. So
and only if that is the case do you need Aiden on your appointment.
Right. So if it's really a Kabbalah Tanai, basically,
then you're not. Then you're
meaning he really is the get is Chal. Then you just need to fulfill the external Tanai.
I understand, but since at the end of the day it wasn't Chal when you were a Kabbalah, so you don't need to be. You don't need Aiden on your appointment. That's what I want to suggest.
Is Edus the Minay Davar, is that Dindy or Rice or Dindy or Abana?
I mean, the pashtus is it fall, the way Rav Shekhtish always says is it falls on Ein Davar Shiver Pachim Yishayim. So you would imagine it's the Yerba Natar, I would imagine. The Rav said it was a Machleit, the Rav said it was the Shittosom, Perik Zayin Chalacha Chavdal, when you do Bitl HaTanai. Do you need Edus on the Bitl HaTanai? Is that also, is it Tanai Milsach Risha, or is it gel into the Gerushin to be called a Davar Shabir?
Right, so why is there a chilek for the Ram between Aiden for Mini, for Halacha, and for Kabbalah? That's a Davar Shabir?
So, because at the point of the halacha, that's not a davar shebirva yet. So that's what I'm suggesting. Also, take that to the degree that also by hava, you're not going to be the guy where it's chal immediately. So why should you need him on the minu? Okay, that's what I'm suggesting. That's what I thought. Okay, very good.